Earlier this year in his State of the State address, Governor Rick Snyder emphasized his administration's desire to increase immigration to Michigan.
We need to encourage immigration in our state. That's how we made our country great. We need to focus on legal immigration and make sure people know Michigan is the most welcoming place. And I'm intent on moving forward with that.
Recently, state officials got news that could move the state closer to that goal. Last month, federal customs officials approved the state's application to launch an initiative that could attract more foreign investment and workers to the state. Michigan is only the second state in the nation to get approval for an EB-5 regional center. The center will try to connect foreign investors and workers with potential development projects around the state. Supporters say that could provide an economic spark as well as more immigration opportunities. Our next guest is playing a leadership role in the EB-5 initiative. Scott Woolsey is already executive director of MISHDA, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and is president and CEO of the Michigan Community Development Corporation. Scott Woolsey, welcome to Current State.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
When this EB-5 center is up and running, what exactly will Michigan have that it doesn't have now?
Sure. It'll have a couple of things. One, it'll have additional capital. The requirement for the EB-5 visa program is that foreign nationals invest either $500,000 in a targeted economic area or $1 million in a non-targeted economic area. That investment must create 10 jobs for Michiganders. So Michigan, it gets a win-win, and we like to think of it as a win-win-win situation. Not only are we attracting foreign investment to the state, we're creating jobs for Michiganders, and we hope to encourage those foreign investors to actually locate here.
But will the EB-5 center, are we talking about an office with a staff working on making these connections that I alluded to earlier?
That's correct, okay. Yeah. We'll have an office both in Detroit and one in Lansing.
Two offices.
Yeah.
And how many people will be working on this?
Well, MISHDA is going to staff the regional center as it gets started. And we've created the Michigan Community Development Corporation to function in that capacity. We've got about 250 people that work with us. We manage around a $4 billion balance sheet. We're well served to manage the center and to make those investment decisions.
When will it be totally up to speed?
We hope to make our first investment before the end of the year.
Okay. And when you talk about targeted economic areas and non-targeted economic areas, tell us what you mean.
Yeah,
by
a targeted economic area is defined under the EB-5 Regional Center regulations as being 150% of the unemployment rate of the nation. So if we have areas that are more than 150% of the unemployment rate of the nation, then those are targeted economic areas.
I know there are data that suggest an economic spark that immigrants, especially immigrants with particular skills, can provide. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, immigrants are net job creators. They're about six times more likely to create jobs than we as U.S. citizens are. So it has a dramatic positive effect. When you couple that with the fact that we're attracting additional capital, we could be attracting as much as $100, $200 million worth of additional capital to the state. Each one of those million-dollar investments has to create 10 U.S. jobs. So it's a huge job-creating machine.
We are talking with Scott Woolsey here on Current State. Scott is the executive director of MISHDA, the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, and is one of the leaders of the new EB-5 Center initiative that Michigan just got permission to launch from federal authorities, and this will supposedly pave the way and connect Michigan with more foreign capital and provide immigration opportunities. This sounds like it's really closely related to the proposal from Governor Snyder to attract skilled immigrants, specifically to Detroit, that was announced not that long ago. So this is part and parcel of the same thing.
It is part, okay. Yeah. We're part of a much bigger puzzle that the governor has.
Okay. You expect Michigan's universities and colleges to be a link in this chain somehow as well. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. We have roughly 26,000 foreign graduate students in the state right now. We've got two of the leading universities. I happen to be from another university that's down the street. But those are our exports that we value very highly. We encourage those students to stay in the states. They are... We've educated them. We've given them the best education in the United States, in our belief, and we want them to stay here in Michigan. So not only are they a link to other foreign investors, but we also want to encourage them to stay here in the States.
Is there a particular challenge in making this work that concerns you? What are the hurdles to really making this work?
You know, the biggest hurdle, Mark, was getting the regional center approved. But we had congressional support, we had support from the governor, we had support from the mayor, and I'm not sure it was a record, but our regional center got approved much more quickly than we anticipated. Sometimes it takes as much as 9 to 12 months. Ours took a little less than 4 months.
I know Mayor Mike Duggan of Detroit was quite an advocate.
Mayor Mike Duggan was a huge advocate. He not only supported us in our efforts, but he also supported us at the White House.
How big is your budget going to be?
Our budget right now is about $2 million to operate the regional center. Eventually, that budget will get quite a bit bigger as we roll the program out and as we increase the investments.
You're off to Asia soon to promote this. What countries will you be visiting?
The next trip that we're making is to China and to Vietnam. China is obviously the largest user of the EB-5 visa program. But we've made trips to the Middle East. As you know, we have one of the largest Arab populations outside the Middle East here in Southeast Michigan. And there's a huge connection between Michigan and the Middle East. We've made a couple of trips to the Middle East, and there's a significant amount of interest for this program from the Middle East.
How will you be determining which countries to promote this?
Well, as I said, China is the largest user of the EB-5 visa program. But every group out there has an interest. I mean, we still are the greatest country in the world, at least it's our opinion. And Michigan offers so much in terms of lifestyle and outdoor amenities. So we've been promoting it to not only to China and to Asia, but also to the Middle East. And we also have some trips planned down to South America.
How exactly do you promote this abroad? You're in Shanghai or Beijing or Ho Chi Minh City or wherever it happens to be. Do you connect with lenders? How do you connect with foreign investors in those countries?
Yeah, it seems like a black box, doesn't it? What we do is we announce to the local government that we're coming in and we're promoting the program. In general, they will kind of shepherd us through and set up meetings for us. In addition, we have reached out to all the banks. All the banks and all the law firms have tons of clients in those countries, high net worth individuals. And so they've kind of opened the door because we are kind of the platinum EB-5 visa program. There are roughly 500 regional centers around the country. Many of those have failed in one piece of the puzzle, whether it be providing a return of capital, providing a return on capital, or ultimately producing a green card through compliance.
These are 500 federal centers?
These are 500 federal licensed centers, and there's not quite 500. I think there's 483. But many of them have made investments that weren't prudent, or they have not produced green cards at the end, and you're seeing some of that. There's only one other state in the country that has a state-run EB-5 regional center, and that's the state of Vermont.
Vermont, yeah.
And we have modeled our program after the state of Vermont's program.
Has Vermont launched their EB-5 program long enough ago that you can track their performance?
They have. They have invested almost $500 million in EB-5 visa money since 2008.
How long has this EB-5 option been around?
The Congress passed this in 1990, and the idea behind it, Mark, was to stimulate the U.S. economy through foreign investment and job creation. And it's been utilized piecemeal to date, but never as successfully as the state of Vermont had. And when we saw what the state of Vermont did, we said, hey, this is an opportunity for Michigan. Let's take the ball and run with it.
If I'm not mistaken, there's been an EB 1, 2, 3, and 4, and this is like the latest iteration, if you will,
of the EB program.
Is there an advantage to being among the first states to offer this?
We think so. We take a real client-centric approach. We actually treat our foreign investors as our customers. And there's really three legs of the stool that you've got to have to make a successful EB-5 program. You have to provide a return of the capital. You have to provide a return on their capital. and ultimately you have to produce a green card. And we feel we are very well suited to do all three. We've got experience in making investments throughout the state. We know the economics of making those investments, and we have a compliance department that manages billions of dollars of U.S. funds. So we're well versed in making those decisions.
Do native Chinese people already in Michigan, do they play a role in helping establish links with this foreign capital?
They certainly have, yeah, absolutely. Not only are they net job creators here, but they're entrepreneurs, and they have lots of contacts back in China. So that's been one of the mechanisms that we've used to make contacts with potential investors.
I want to ask you one other question specifically related to Detroit, less about the EB-5 situation. As the executive director of MSHDA, you're involved in the elimination of blighted property in Detroit. In Detroit, at least, if not other Michigan communities. Can you tell us where that process is at right now?
Yeah, the Blight Task Force is actually meeting later this morning. I'm on my way to Detroit after this interview, and they're coming out with their recommendations to the federal government and to Mike Duggan as to what should proceed forward. We've got a tremendous amount of effort behind this. Everyone has been at the table, from the state to the city to the foundations. And I think you're going to see a significant change in the direction of blight removal here in the next couple of weeks.
We'll keep an eye on it. We want to thank Scott Woolsey, Executive Director of the Michigan State Housing Development Authority, President and CEO of the Michigan Community Development Corporation, and a leader in the new state EB-5 initiative for which Michigan was just approved by the federal government. Scott, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.